WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Dr. Larry Nassar was sentenced to more than 100 years in prison. He got away with sexually assaulting, almost got away with sexually assaulting and abusing hundreds of girls when he was trusted physician at the U.S. Gymnastics and Michigan State University. The multitudes of women known as sister survivors banded together and demanded that the nation believe them. People were outraged that this level of abuse by a top sports doctor could span decades and fly under the radar at major institutions. This is at the heart of a podcast called Believed, which this week just won a prestigious Peabody Award. Throughout Believed, co-host Lindsay Smith and co-host Kate Wells try to get to the bottom of a question the entire country has wondered. How was this allowed to go on for so long? Listeners, I want to let you know this conversation is about sexual abuse and sexual assault, and it may be triggering. I talked to Lindsay Smith about the podcast back when it premiered, and I began by asking in the first episode why they chose to explain why and how Larry Nassar, for so long, was perceived as, quote, a good guy. Take a listen.
This was a really lovable, kind of dorky, white suburban dad who had a great job and was good at it and really went over and, over the top for anybody that of his patients. He was known for, you know, sneaking Olympians candy and kind of food and bringing back home these little gifts for all these club gymnasts these gyms that he volunteered at. He started an autism foundation. He had an autistic daughter, and so he had some passion for that. We really wanted to try to set this up as something that people everywhere can learn from. This kind of a predator is not going to be a devil-horned, freaky-looking guy. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a person that everybody likes and loves.
And I should point out that you call him, and your co-host call him Larry.
Yes.
Throughout the series. Why is that?
Because everybody called him Larry. Everybody and anybody that knew him and knew him well. One-off patients may have and that knew him strictly as a doctor may have called him Dr. Nassar, but most of the people that we interviewed called him Larry and knew him before he was a doctor when he was just a trainer. And we felt like we wanted to be able to, again, separate this guy, Nassar, that you heard on the news and that you saw in these jumpsuits in a courtroom with a guy that just is Larry.
And Larry, for some people, was a bit of a superstar. Can you explain that?
Super superstar. He was magical, as one of the girls told me. It's a complex situation, but really, he was not only passionate about his patients and gymnasts and gymnastics in general, but he really spent a ton of time individually with kids. He was really quick to diagnose. So he had this sort of knack for diagnosis. When people would go see chiropractors or acupuncturists or all these other specialists, and then they'd get referred to him and he would come up with a diagnosis. Now we know now that not always accurate diagnosis. And it may have been a tool to continue getting people to come back to him. Mm. For some people, he was magical. He was able to make them feel better. And for gymnasts in particular, these women have to be in pain sometimes, but be able to compete and to win when they compete. So you have to make them comfortable enough that they can play and that they can hopefully win. So it's kind of a mixed bag because for some people, he really was this magical, amazing doctor. And then for other people, you know, hindsight's kind of 20/20. And he definitely was not solving their pain. Some people lied to get away from him. And they really felt that was the only option, was to say that it felt better just so that they could not go anymore.
Yeah, I would just see him. For people to get a sense of how popular he was to some folks, there was this podcast called Gymtastic. And let's take a listen to Jessica from an interview that is in the podcast where she's describing Larry Nassar and what he means to her.
I'm just going to tell you that I'm totally biased in this interview, completely and totally biased, because I just love Larry Nassar. And I don't know when he sleeps, honestly, but he's great. I'm going to stop going on and on about how awesome he is. Because
on the podcast, Jessica says that watching Larry work is like watching Inspector Gadget. He is always doing a million things at once. But Larry told Jessica he had one very simple motto.
Gymnast first. Gymnast first. Gymnast first. Nothing, nothing, nothing gets in the way of gymnast first. Gymnast centered. Their health, physical and mental, then comes everyone else. Everything else is secondary.
So why was that attitude, why did that make him like a unicorn, Lindsay? That gymnast first.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the world of gymnastics, you know, it's if you want to compete and be at the elite level, it's really punishing on your body. Mm. It's really tough. You know, you get injuries, obviously, as you practice and you drill these skills into your body and your muscle memory. And, you know, pressure from coaches or pressure, you know, within yourself to be successful, pressure among your teammates or this competition type feeling, or maybe it's your parents. Maybe, you know, you have these expectations for yourself, or your family has these expectations for yourself, or your coach has this expectation that you win.
And he was just Larry, on your side, right?
Yeah. Larry was in this way, he was a unicorn to your question, because he was the guy who really, it was like a safe place in the back room. He took care of you. He made sure you're okay. And if Larry said you couldn't compete, it didn't matter, right? Mm. Your coach, whatever. It was like he gave you the pass.
Talking to Lindsay Smith, co-host of the podcast Believed. So in the second episode, it's called How He Got Away. You really start to explore how he was this really skilled manipulator.
Super skilled.
Yeah. And then in the second episode, it's graphic, but it's important that you guys discuss how he gave an exam to a certain woman, touching her buttocks and penetrating her. But he was able to somehow explain this away to the police when she went to the police. How did he do that?
Well, he brought a PowerPoint presentation, which is one of his moves. He brings evidence. He overwhelms police and anybody who kind of questions him over the years with evidence. He brings PowerPoints. He's like, oh, I lecture on this all the time. He makes videos. So he makes training videos, and he has a website, gymnasticsdoctor.com, and he has an active Facebook page, and he puts these things online. That's one of the ways he does it. But the other way that he does this is he really just sort of is like blurring the lines between what's sexual and what's medical is really insane. And then the other thing is he's just feels so horrible. He really lays on the guilt on himself. He really beats himself up that someone could feel like he was touching them inappropriately. And so I think that's not, you know, as a police officer or as someone who is coming forward with an accusation, if you have somebody in front of you, you expect them to be like, I didn't do that. No way. But this guy is saying, oh, of course I did that. It's required. It was medical. It wasn't sexual. I'm so sorry you feel that way. That's not my intention. So it's all about blurring his intentions in that way.
And we've got about a minute left. And one of the things I think is really interesting is you make the point, I've read in an interview, that a lot of these young women who came forward did so way before Me Too.
Yeah, right. Larry's victims are as young as 6 and that we know about. And I think, you know, the bulk of them are just really too young to know that something's wrong and to question authority like that.
It's a great listen. Everybody check it out. The podcast is called Believed. Lindsay Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Allison, my pleasure.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.